Welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church in Burlington, North Carolina, featuring expositional Bible teaching by Pastor Greg Barkman. If you'd like to correspond with the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201, or find us on the web at beaconbaptist.com. BeaconBaptist.com. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. Now, with today's message from God's Word, here is Greg Barkman.
Amazing Grace. Well, if I don't move along a little bit more quickly than I have been over the last two or three broadcasts, I'm never going to get done with the applications from our study of 1 Corinthians chapter 3, and particularly the second section of the chapter that deals with how to build the church of the Lord Jesus Christ in a way that pleases the Lord Jesus Christ. After all, it is His church. We forget that sometimes. We think it's our church, and we think it's our privilege to run the church the way we think it ought to be run, forgetting that Jesus Christ is the head of the church, and we are to take orders from Him. We are to take instructions from Him. We are to do the work of His church in the way that He has commanded, and not in the way that we think will work best, not in the way that people tell us is the necessary way to do it, not in the way that necessarily reflects the latest trends, not in the way that necessarily seems to have been the most successful when it's been tried at least in certain places, but that is all beside the point. It's all irrelevant, as Paul makes clear in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, when he tells us that when we are doing the work of church building, we need to make sure that we are building with the proper materials. Gold, silver, precious stones, not wood, hay, straw. Gold, silver, precious stones that have to do with the precious Word of God. That is a reflection of the precious Son of God. Not wood, hay, and straw, which represents human wisdom, human endeavor, human efforts to do God's work man's way. And so we must continue with this on the Beacon Broadcast today, which is Monday, June 14. We're grateful that you can join us, and so thankful for those who help us with this teaching ministry that we have to pay bills every month to the radio stations where we air this broadcast. Well, I've been talking about practical applications that flow out of this section, but I think it would be good to go back and read the section that we have in mind, because we've been talking about applications for several broadcasts, and I don't want us to get untethered from the text, from the Word of God itself. And so here's what Paul says in 1 Corinthians 3:10 through 15, "According to the grace of God, which was given to me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another builds on it, but let each one take heed how he builds on it. For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, if anyone builds on this foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, each one's work will become clear. For the day will declare it, because it will be revealed by fire, and the fire will test each one's work of what sort it is. If anyone's work which he has built on it endures, he will receive a reward. If anyone's work is burned, he will suffer loss, but he himself will be saved, yet so as through fire. We've got to build God's work, God's way. We've got to build Christ's church, Christ's way. And what is that way? That way is to be sure that everything centers on the Word of God. So, by way of practical application, we go back to the one we've dwelt on over the last several broadcasts. When you are looking for a church, you've moved into a new community and are looking for a church, or something has gone terribly wrong in the church where you have been, and you can no longer conscientiously remain there. So you're looking for a new church in the community where you live. What are you looking for? How do you evaluate? What's a good church to go to? Not size, excitement, popularity, numbers, latest trends, but serious Bible teaching. God's Word going forth from the pulpit. God's Word going forth from the classrooms. God's Word, the hub of this church, and not only that it is being proclaimed, but that it is being received by the congregation, enjoyed by the congregation, desired by the congregation, applied by the congregation, making changes in their lives, people who reflect that they are serious about God's Word. So number two, another question. What do you look for in a pastor? If you are in a situation where perhaps in your church you are in need of a new pastor, this happens quite frequently, doesn't it? Now, of course, there's some churches where the congregation doesn't have any say-so in the matter. These decisions are made in a hierarchy in some denominational office somewhere, and you don't choose a pastor. The pastor is sent to you. If you're in that situation, then you're not in a position to be helping to find a new pastor, but this may take you back to the first question, what to look for in a church. And a big part of what you're looking for in a church is the right kind of pastor, because it's not likely you're going to have the right kind of church if you don't have the right kind of pastor. I could talk about ways that there might be exceptions to that statement, but that's too far afield. But when you are in a position to be looking for a pastor, what are you looking for? And I'm thinking primarily about those situations where a church calls a pastor, a church where the congregation chooses its pastor. What should you be looking for? Our former pastor has resigned. Our former pastor has retired. Our former pastor has died. Our former pastor has, God forbid, been removed because of unfaithfulness and has been a disgrace to the ministry. So we need a new pastor. And the church has been struggling, and we really need to see some new life and some new growth. So what should we look for in a new pastor? And people have all kinds of ideas of what they should look for. And I want to tell you, in just a couple of brief statements, what you are not to be looking for is a certain kind of personality or someone with a certain kind of popular appeal. That's human wisdom. People have the idea that if you have an attractive pastor, the right personality, the right age, the right whatever, education, and education's important, don't misunderstand me here, the right approach, then that's going to build the church. That's going to bring new life to the church. And so you are looking for popular appeal, someone that will appeal to more people. You're looking for personality, someone whose personality is going to carry the day. And Paul has just told us that what we need are solid building materials, gold, silver, precious stone, and that's not personality. That's not popular appeal. What is it? Bible teaching. and dependence upon God. That's what you need to be looking for in a pastor, someone who is serious about Bible teaching, someone who is serious about being totally dependent upon God, because he knows, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman wakes but in vain. Because he knows that his personality can't produce anything of lasting value, that his likability is not the issue. His faithfulness to Scripture is the issue. God doesn't bless personality. God doesn't bless likability. God blesses his word. That's what Paul is teaching us in this section of 1 Corinthians chapter 3. God blesses his word. I remember how thrilled my wife and I were a number of years ago when we were on vacation and in a location, city, where we had never been there on a Sunday before, and we were going to be there on a Sunday. And so on Saturday night in the hotel where we were staying, I started looking for a church for us to worship in on Sunday morning. That is my custom. That's what I do when I'm away from home, when I'm away from my pulpit, when I'm on vacation, when I'm out of town. Yes, our church actually live streams its morning service, and I could sit in the hotel room and join our people on my computer. And actually, because at our church, our morning worship service begins at 9:30 and is over by, you know, usually by a quarter to 11, it's often possible to join our own congregation by live stream and then attend a live local church in our community at an 11 o'clock service. It's often very possible to do that, and that's what we actually prefer to do. We prefer to do both. But I want to be in the house of God with the people of God on the Lord's Day. So I'm looking for a church on Saturday night, and I've searched for the kind of church that would most reflect my own in terms of, well, in terms of being a Baptist church and so forth and so on. But what I'm looking for, of course, is a church that is doctrinally sound and that it centers upon expository preaching. And I searched in vain to find it. I used my computer and tried to find something on the internet, and I couldn't come up with anything. And by the way, I'm going to jump ahead and then come back in my story. But in that very town, I learned just a few months ago that a group of people have come together to start a church exactly like I'm talking about, that would have been the one I would have been looking for, the very kind of church I was looking for on that Saturday night and couldn't find. So we decided to go to a church of a different denomination because it looked like, other than the doctrine, the denominational differences, that this was the kind of church that we probably would be very happy with, and sure enough, we were. And what I wanted to tell you that was so exciting to me was, here was a church that was filled with young families and children, and the pastor was in his 70s. He was an old man, and he was an expositor, and he was preaching his way through the book of Romans. We happened to be there on the day when he was, I forget where he was, but he come to his next portion, and the people were just eating it up. It wasn't his youth, it wasn't his personality, it wasn't his popular appeal that made that church a vibrant church. It was faithfulness to the Word of God. That's what you need to be looking for. May God help you to find it. Until tomorrow, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace.